All right, right. Yo, yo, good day.
And Richard has finished dripping.
I'm stripping.
Wow. It's naked.
Why are you putting a jacket on? It's hot in here.
Well, you're making me hot, man.
Well, you know, I can't help it, man.
All over. Look at the state of this.
I am a sexy beast, man.
And we're out.
So, guys, welcome to a live episode of the Road FS podcast. It has been a whirlwind.
We're actually in the studio.
We're actually in the studio for the first time in I don't know.
11 years.
It's been a long time. You and these guys were at the Detail Summit last week with Denver. Oh, and by the way, if you don't know these guys, by the way, we have Richard Hutchins and Paolo Asuncio from the leather repair company, England, and
Canada.
It's not even close. It's like calling me Pugsley. That's not Pugsley. How he says his name.
How do you say it?
Asuncio.
Asuncio.
Okay, Asuncio. I just read it and I thought I was doing it right.
There'll be a test at the end of this. If you can spell my name and you can pronounce his.
Oh, you're golden.
No, that's awesome.
And by the way, Sarah Riles, if you're on, the shirts are supposed to be in today.
So, yes, we will get one out. So, we're super excited. But, yeah, you guys were in Denver at Rupes, and it looked like you guys had an amazing time.
It was actually unbelievable. It's one of the most upbeat, positive, best events I have ever seen in all the years I've been doing this. Everybody there was super positive. They were writing each other's phone numbers down. They were making partnerships and stuff right then. It was fabulous. And it was just the environment that people set, the expectation, just like with your clients, the expectation that we are all going to be in this together. And it was awesome.
I mean, local people in Denver.
Micah.
Pick the mic up. local people in Denver, I mean, that were literally within spitting distance of each other. They're not really connected before until that event.
Yeah.
And now they're swapping details and helping each other out with their businesses and passing work either way. You know, that's what it's all about. It's elevating and growing together. You know, it's, and that's what's so great about that event. I mean, it was a very heartwarming event. I mean, I've got to meet people that have become like lifelong friends now, and it's just phenomenal. You know, and it's and without like the support of you guys, I mean, you know, it's people like you that make the event better. It's Jason Rose. It's, you know, it's everybody.
Chris West.
I mean, a phenomenal thing, you know, with the business speech. You know, I mean, we had all the business.
Yeah, business coach from Dan
Williams. Yeah, we did like a like a panel of people that was there. And, you know, Jason was on the panel. Chris was on the panel. You know, obviously, Paolo was on it. And everybody was just sort of joining in about giving their years of experience and tips and help and advice to these detailers. And it opened their eyes. They were like, blimey, you know, we thought we were doing things the right way. And it's like, we're now going to do things the right way. You know,
the thing is, we're so deep in the industry, you assume everybody knows
exactly
some of the bases, and they don't.
And a lot
of these new guys have no clue what they have to do to start their business from Google.
Yeah. And there was some adversity that started off. So, quick story.
Yeah, what happened?
There were hurricane force winds on Sunday night in Louisville,
Colorado.
And they pronounce it Louisville. They don't say Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville. Yeah.
Louisville, Colorado. And so the 120 mile an hour winds was ripping fences and trees down, and it blew out the power, and there were 300,000 people without power.
It was actually the Saturday that it actually happened.
Oh, it was on Saturday. So I came in Sunday. Our Airbnb had power, luckily.
Yep.
But the Rupes facility didn't have power. And the doors are electronic.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So we literally weren't going to be able to get into the building. So we all gathered. And when we got there, Rob, the CEO of Rupes North America, was there. And they had opened one door, has a key. And we were in basically the lunchroom. And it was about 40 degrees outside.
Yep.
But the sun was coming in the window. So everybody huddled up in front of the windows. And the format, we totally changed the format on the fly. You know, Richard had to take a bunch of deep breaths. He did a great job. He stayed positive. He's like, we'll figure it out. Jason found a shop 20 miles away that we could go to. And we were literally talking about packing up chairs and going 20 miles away. It was back and forth. And right at the very most tense part of this whole thing, at 8:28, Jason's like, we got to go. And Richard said, we can do it right here. We'll switch the format and we'll do this part inside the cafeteria. And at exactly 8:30, all the power came back on.
Yep.
The whole facility lit up.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was.
The thing is, we didn't even know whether the other facility Jason had found, whether the guy had electricity also.
Yeah, we didn't know.
Next problem. So we were all going to go there, take all the tables, chairs, and, you know, everybody was going to use their trucks to go down there. He didn't know whether he had power either. So it was
a tense thing. But then we actually switched the format, and it turned out perfect, because what we did that's totally unique to the summit that Richard has put together is that we did mental health first.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it involved everybody, and it was not it's not what you think it would be.
Yep.
The entire group was talking. Everybody opened up. These people never met us. They'd never met themselves. And within 15 minutes, people were talking about the adversities they had to deal with. We had one person that literally almost nearly died, yep, but expected to die any day. We had one person that had been in and out of facilities for some addiction problems. We had people that were LGBTQ. We had it was insane. And people were opening up. And after that, with that kind of openness and being that vulnerable, that training was fantastic. There was not a question anybody was afraid to ask.
Nope.
There was nobody that was afraid to help out. And it changed the whole thing.
The whole thing, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, it's like Dan. I mean, he's a business coach. And like Dan said, that is going to be one of the things he's actually going to implement. And this is a business coach himself telling me, you know, you've inspired me with my business coaching. I'm going to implement that at the beginning of all my training, you know, mental health session. Because people don't talk about that in our industry. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. You know, software, electronics, you know, you could be hardware, you could be anything, detailing. Nobody talks about that side of things in their industry. I mean, it was something Paolo was telling me about the other day, you know, with the things that he does as well, you know, with another sort of position he's got. And it's, they bring all the dogs in for the guys, mm-hmm, and, you know, and you've got these great big guys that are fitters, you know, and these are huge guys, and they're there crying on the floor with the dogs, you know, and they're loving it because they're away from their family all the time. Yeah. You know, that is brilliant to know that they do that.
We did that yesterday. So we had,
the dogs,
after Colorado, we had a training at, the detailed doctors here in Boise, Idaho, and Richard had put together a leather repair, 3-day leather repair training, which is fabulous. If you want to get into interiors, that guy right there is yours.
These two guys are amazing.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
So you've got the LRC USA or North America.
North America.
So all North America. There's a facility, one of the best facilities I've ever seen in Florida, and I literally want to live there.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, it's really nice.
That's awesome. Paolo's helped set that up. It's beautiful. The training it's easy to understand. We've interviewed people, and we're going to start putting those videos out, but everybody that went through said the same exact thing. They cannot believe, if you follow the process, how easy it is to repair leather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the system is very straightforward. I think that's what people... they expect something really complicated. And then after the 3 days of training, they said, yes, I can implement this at the shop or mobile. It's so flexible and easy.
Yeah, two people that I remember talking about in Colorado and two people in Boise, both of them said, I'm going to start a second LLC just for interior repair.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Another gal from yesterday said, I'm going to change everything I'm doing, and I'm going to turn off all the detailing and put that to my business partner, and I'm just going to do interiors.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what makes you guys, and I'm asking all four of you, because I was on a call this morning with somebody, we were talking about this. What makes you guys, or us guys, so willing to help other people? What is that?
I don't know. I just want to help. It's difficult to describe. I think it's just basically backgrounds, how I was brought up, you know, just to respect other people. I just want people to get on in life. You know, I want to get on with people. I want to just share my experiences. It's, you know, it's no point having all my experiences and knowledge in the grave. You know, it's no good to anybody there. Mm-hmm. So I just want to share that and give it to the world and just help people grow. You know, I want to see people grow businesses. I want to see people's families unite together. And, you know, it's just something, you know, I was bullied as a kid at school. I was abused as a kid, and I just don't want people to go through that. You know, it's very, very simple. I want people to be able to have a great life, you know, have a happy life. And if they want to reach out, they can reach out. You know, it's difficult to describe. I just want to help people. I don't care whether it costs me money. I just want to help people. It's very, very simple.
Right.
Well, I'll give you an example. When I moved to Canada, there was no training whatsoever available. I came from Portugal. I would have to go to England for training. And when I moved to Canada, I was detailing for a few years, couldn't get anything sorted. So I couldn't find training. I had to go to the US. My partner, Gary, the same. He came to have training with Bernice and other people just to get things going. And now we're providing training in Canada as well. And people are so appreciative of we offer.
There's a comment
Eddie DiCarlo from the last 3 days. Thank you very much.
Yeah, best training I've ever taken. And for Jody, I want to hear what you have to say about this because you weren't involved in that yesterday at Colorado.
Yeah, you know, listening to Richard, it brought back a flood of memories. I was watching you guys in Denver, right? And I was supposed to be in Denver. And at the last minute, a couple weeks ago, Rigo Santana called me and said, hey, Jorge Rivera, owner of Kings of Car Wash in California, he's had this dream for years to go back to El Salvador and help his people, right? And so he fled El Salvador 20 plus years ago, and it has always been his dream to go back. And so Rigo and Jorge put together an IDA training. So we went down for 3 days. We were there on Monday. We did the IDA CD, IDA SV. We started at 8 a.m. We ended at 8:20 p.m. And we did 23, I think.
Yep.
And what was so cool was I'm so grateful that I speak Spanish. So I was able to go down there and really connect. And that's what I think, you know, when I listened to you guys talk about that Monday, you guys had a day to get really real and raw with each other.
Right.
So it created a bridge to each other's hearts, and it put a bridge to where you could have confidence in each other and trust each other that you would share and move forward. So that's kind of what we had. And we had, you know, as I'm going through these 3 days, I'm able to sit down with Alexis and Daniel and Jorge and Jonathan Beltran and Rigo. And Rigo and I, we are hearing all of these just heart-wrenching stories. But at the same time, we are so inspired because despite the adversity, these people are so dedicated and tenacious, and they're digging in to support their families. And I mean, seriously, guys, you guys are complaining in America about your competition and you're doing $150 to $300 interior, depending on where you're at. These guys are charging $5 for a car wash. They're for a full detail, they're charging $20 to $25. And we had the really, and I'm going to share this because I think it brings home the point. So, that's just because I went down there. So on Tuesday, we had a great training day. We did paint correction, we did everything. From start to finish, paint correction. We did the SB3 coating. Shout out to Christian and Barry Teal for providing that. And we had Manuel Martinez from Sonax and Rigo Santana. And we just had a fantastic day. And we're working on these cars. And right next to us, we have this Porsche. And everybody's wanting to work on the Porsche, but we're working on this truck, right? And so we keep them all focused. And at the end of that evening, we go out to dinner. So we're going out to dinner. They know the owner of the shop. It's called Willie's Wings. So it's a chicken wing shop down in El Salvador. They love their chicken. So we go there and there's nine of us. We're having a blast, right? And just visiting, a couple guys are having a few beers. We're eating this great chicken. It's really good chicken. And it's about time to leave. And we're like, did somebody pick up the check? It's like, we hadn't got the check, right? So finally I'm like, just give me the check. I'll pick it up for everybody, right? So Big Steve, he's like, dude, why are you picking up the check? I go, you know what? I wanna treat everybody. I'm glad to do it. And little Steve, the detail kid, comes over and he gives me a hug and he sees the amount on the check. Right? And so I'm writing the check and I sign it. And we go out and he goes, I can't believe you spent $160 on dinner. I'm like, dude, I spent more than that with my family. And we as a company have been blessed where we can be a blessing to other people. So I'm glad to do that because we as the nine people have had just this an amazing experience. So I share that because of what happened on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So on Wednesday, we had a training just for kids. So we had six kids, yep, ages 10 to 15. They came and they were so fun. Little Steve, he's down there teaching them how to wash car. They're doing the wheels. I mean, total, top to bottom. Start with the wheels, wash the car, clay bar, everything. And then we put them on the polisher, right? Yeah. And little Steve's teaching them. Guess which car they're working on?
Porsche.
The Porsche, right? So these kids are just ecstatic, right? They're working on a Porsche. They're getting trained by the detail kid and his dad, Amerigo's in there helping. And what was really cool, I have three pictures that really captured this moment because none of those kids spoke English. But Steve, little Steve, and these kids were just connecting. They would go mm-hmm. in and they'd play games. He was helping them. It was beautiful, right? And so we get done at 1 o'clock. And we're just kind of sitting around and I'm like, what are we going to do, right? And I start talking to Alexis and Danielle and Jonathan Beltran, and they're sharing more of their stories. And my heart's just a mess, right? Because of what they've gone through. And then all of a sudden everybody's like, let's go. I'm like, where are we going? It's like, all of a sudden they're stacking chairs. We're running out. They're throwing stuff in the truck. We're piling into our little, rental car and stuff. And I'm like, dude, where are we going? So all of a sudden we're leaving San Salvador. We're going through really poor part of town. And we pull up to, Alexis's shop. And when you pull up the road, there's this little ditch, right? And you have to put in wood blocks so that you can get the car over to get into his shop. And the shop is so small that you have to put the car in kind of at an angle, right? So we pull in, and on the left side, he has all of his trophies from playing soccer and stuff. And then on the left wall, he has all of his Hot Wheel collection. And then just past where the car is, there's a little wall that's about this tall up to my chest.
So that's a foot and a half.
And on the other side, is their kitchen and their bathroom. And they're very small. And on the right-hand side, they have two little fridges that they sell sodas and little snacks to their customers when they come. And then they have the stairs that go up to this loft where the husband and wife have their bed, and they have two hammocks for the kids. And Alexis, man, he's so proud of his shop, right? Because they went from colony to colony to flee the gang violence and literally could not feed their kids. And Alexis and his beautiful wife, they're like, you know what? We can wash cars. So they scrambled together a bucket and some jabon and some soap, and they started washing cars for $3. And they built their business to the point where they've gone from going mobile to having this really nice shop that they're very proud of.
Yep.
And so we're sitting there. We're just having a great time. I'm talking to Wilson. His story was heart-wrenching. And then all of a sudden, Jonathan Beltran brings in this big bag of bread. And he had gone to his mother-in-law's place and bought everybody this homemade bread. It was so good. It was amazing. And then Alexis brought in lunch for everybody. And there were us nine trainers, his family of five and four kids. So there's like 21. So I share that because remember the night before I bought lunch out of prosperity and love. Mm-hmm. He bought lunch out of love and gratitude. And out of what he was building. And you figure he's doing 20 cars a week at $5. Do right. The math.
Right.
Right. And so it was extremely humbling. It was extremely beautiful. And it was a great opportunity because I pulled little Steve aside and I said, remember last night when I bought lunch, dinner,
yeah,
and that impacted you? This one should have more impact on you.
Right.
Because he's given out a place of true gratitude and true devotion to those that came to help him and his family. So it was absolutely beautiful experience. I mean, it was amazing.
Go up to the second from the bottom.
This one?
Yep, sir. That's from someone we know.
Yes, maybe.
And this is one of the things that I'm, I literally was on a phone call with one of our brothers in the detailing industry and talking about this kind of stuff, because there's a lot of places you can go and people you can hang out with that don't have that gratitude, that don't have that love and that concern for other people. And it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's thrown out at people. And I think one of the things that people don't understand is the cultural differences. The cultural differences between Paolo in Canada and Richard in the UK and Jody and Rod in the United States, and even you and I, we're both United States.
Sure.
We both speak pretty good English, but you come from a different background than I do, and you learn from me and I learn from you. And that's what we're trying to do. So there's a whole lot of shade that's been thrown out there and a lot of fake controversy, I'm going to say, over the Detailing Summit. And that's because I don't think people understand the cultural differences and what we're all trying to accomplish. And people are trying to accomplish almost the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? So William Lara has one in Florida, Detailing Summit, MIA. And we literally, he's trying to bring people together.
That's awesome.
All he's trying to do is bring people together. Great trying purpose. To get the brands out there, and that's awesome. Keep doing it. Everybody can go there. There is no competition. That's what I think the problem is people think there's all this competition. Oh no, Urable's going to be at this event. Oh no, Detail Bookie's going to be at this event. Road FS is going to be at this event. We're not competing with each other. There might be one individual that we both want to have as a customer, but that customer is going to make the decision that's the best for their business. And that's what we truly want them to do. So I think people need to be humble and be open to the fact that everybody's not going to like you and everybody's not going to go to your product, and that's okay.
It's okay.
So the hard part for me is that I'm a very emotional person, and a lot of times in my past that came out as anger. And so it's something that when we talked about the mental health piece in there, that people need to understand that you can take from these other people's experiences and change the way you are. You know, meeting Paolo, being down in Florida, meeting Richard years ago, it really kind of opened my eyes that there are good people in the industry that want the industry to flourish and survive and do more than just survive.
Yeah,
they want it to be a community of good people that are helping each other out. So
it is about bringing people together. And it's like William with, you know, with his summit in Miami, and it's William is bringing everybody together. And, you know, you can't not but applaud the guy for doing that.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly what it's about, you know, and kudos to William. He is doing it all over the States. You know, I'm limited with what I've got in the UK. It's easier for him to get around, and it's fantastic that he's doing it. And it's brilliant.
Yep. Yeah. And your events that we're doing. So we have one coming up again in
Canada.
Yeah.
At our shop in June. Yep. So everybody can sign up.
Yep.
So where do they sign up?
Go on, contact us, or just go on to the website, detailingsummit.com. Go on there. There's a Google link there. You can just go on to the venue that it's on. The Portugal one's going on there as well, because we've got another one coming from Portugal after the Canada one. But the Canada one is next. So we've got a lot of guys going to that already. But get on there. Get signed up. The actual technicians or detailers, whatever you want to call yourselves, that, you know, register for that. It goes into a pot. We then put that into a Google system, and the Google system then picks randomly those lucky people that are going to come. But if the brands want to come along, just register, and if there's a slot for you to get in, then we can get you into that particular.
So how many slots are there?
So we're going to have, what are we going to, we can have, if we can, you know, sort of, some people only need like an hour. So, I mean, we can have, you know, over the 3 days with that particular event, you know, if you guys are on for an hour, we can have another software company on for an hour or whatever, you know, you can have maybe eight sort of different brands there.
Yeah, and I was actually talking about participants.
Yeah, okay. For participants, you can have up to 30. Wow. We can even have more there, to be fair.
Yeah.
And that's always got a really big shop. So, I mean, we're going to have even more there. You know,
we're going to close the shop for the event.
Yeah,
so it's not
closed completely. Nice. Yep.
So. And it's June 5th,
18th,
18th, 18th, 18th, 18th, 18th. Okay, 18th, 19th,
20th. Yeah, and the reason, so one of the questions I've seen online is, well, why are we limiting it? Well, there are fire codes.
Yep.
And in any training event, there's a limit to the number of people that can go.
Yep.
So for these particular ones, it's based on what shop it's in. So the last one was at the Rupes Training Center. We are super, I mean, if you've never been there,
what a mess
of people that are there. So Rob, the CEO, is so gracious in allowing us to do stuff. Jason Rose, Sarah, Todd Helm, the entire crew there is just really open to doing this stuff. And I want to talk about Robin.
Yep.
Yes, Robin.
Robin was there for one or two days
and then had to fly across the country.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yep,
she
that was
just,
brilliant.
She literally, Sarah, one of my,
yeah.
two of
she
my
didn't
favorite
stop.
People.
She just went around and worked the whole time. It was amazing.
Yeah. Helping everybody.
But I want to tell this story that happened. So there's a participant, a student that was there. Closed his shop down. He's about an hour away. Mm-hmm. And he was having a real struggle. He had talked to me about it on Monday. He's like, man, I got this car that's just kicking my butt. And he joked with us on Monday. He's like, hey, can you guys come by at the shop after hours and help me work? And I said, man, we really can't. We're at an Airbnb 25 minutes that way. So we'd have to drive an hour and a half to your place. On Wednesday afternoon, he wasn't at the training on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Wednesday afternoon, he texted me and he said, yeah, I'm literally in tears. This car is it's just killing me. I've got a car that just came back from a customer, from a dealership. They rejected it, said it wasn't done right. My employee did something wrong. So I've got two cars I got to get out. I'm not going to be able to make the training. I don't know what I'm going to do, Rod. Can you help me out? And so I literally went to these guys and Randy, the big unit from
Detail Doctors.
Boise. And I said, do you guys want to go after hours? We're going to skip dinner and go an hour that way, polish a couple of cars, and come back and go to bed and be at the training tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. And they didn't even hesitate. They're like, what do we need to do? I went to Rob, the CEO of Rupes, and Jason Rose, and I said, I have a really, really big request to ask you guys. Can we borrow a couple of machines to go out to this guy's shop today? They didn't loan us two machines. They filled the back of a Suburban with towels and probably seven polishers and pads and products and everything you needed to take care of this car. And then Jason Rose said, I'm in.
We took a Jason.
So we drove for an hour and a half. We went to the shop and it wasn't just a car. There was a little sedan that was a mess, absolutely a mess, the inside. Randy from Detail Doctors didn't even say a word. He just walked over, grabbed the compressor, started on the interior, and started detailing. Just went to work. The others of us went and grabbed polishers. It is a black 1977 Trans Am. It's a Smokey and the Bandit tribute car, and it was a mess. It had pigtails all over it. We understand exactly why he was stressed out. I'll post some pictures of it later on, but it was a mess. And the five of us came over and we got all the pigtails out. We figured out the system. Jason Rose corrected us all
along the way.
Thank you, Jason.
We have pictures of him throttling me. And we got all of it. And by the time we were done at midnight, we had both those cars done. Tate was literally in tears.
Yep.
The customer, by the way, was over the top, just absolutely electrified. He said, I never thought it could look this good. And Tate was back in the classroom at 8 o'clock the next day. So that we really are trying to get people to understand that that's okay. And it felt really good to go do that. There's no money involved in that. Tate doesn't use our software. He uses somebody else's, and that's okay. And he had other products there. He was using a different coating. He wasn't using the coating from OP. And so that is just us helping someone else out. And I think that's what people just need to come together and do.
Yeah. And it was good. I began my career detailing. I don't do it now, you know, and to pick up those machines and then to be stood there to have that privilege of doing almost like a man crush with having Jason Rowe, you know, doing that kind of with Jason, you know, was just like a dream come true.
Yeah,
you know,
we had
like,
to pull him off.
No pressure. We're polishing a classic car, and Jason Rowe is over your shoulder.
It's just like, no pressure. You know, and it's just, we just all got on, you know, Jason stuck tunes on his phone, it connected to the Bluetooth speaker, we're all rocking out, and it's like, do you like my tunes? And it's like, yeah, we like your tunes. And the whole night was just a barrel of fun. It was a laugh. Everybody came together as one unit to help that guy out that was in total distress, you know? Yeah. That's exactly what we all did. You know, we had no questions about doing it.
I really wish I had an audio recording we watched, because we assessed the car, we looked at it, we did a little test spot in the back, and Jason goes, okay. And everybody just quiet. And he goes, we're going to need some classic rock and a pot of coffee.
Get ready to worry,
boys. We turned up the classic rock and went to town. And it was a great experience. It's one of the all took away. But at the end, everybody's snapping pictures. Jason was squirting me in the back of the head with water the whole time, you know, telling me I'd missed a spot or whatever. But it was a blast.
That's so fun.
Using the air blower on me, I won't say what he said, but that's for the after hours.
So where are you guys headed at this point?
Ooh, well, so much. Yeah.
Obviously, on Friday I head back home, so I will leave. Our flight is like we're up at 3 a.m. and I won't get back on. That's 3 a.m. Friday, and I won't get back until probably near midnight on Saturday. So then when I get back, I've got a training course straight away. I've got a Rolls Royce sat there waiting to have a full interior restoration to do on it. And just nonstop. Yep, straight on it, straight back to work. And, you know, we've got a lot of things to sort out, you know, with the distribution in Florida, that we've got some things coming that we can't talk about, but you know, that'll come at a later date, and these guys will get an exclusive on that.
Woo, baby.
When it's ready.
So back to home, my daughter's graduation on Saturday. Yeah. That's gonna be
congratulations. Yes, that's awesome.
Go Rafi. And then back to work. A lot of stuff going on. We got a lot of projects, rebuilding a 69 Corvette.
Oh, fun.
Full interior.
That's cool.
Got a Lamborghini Contact. You saw the trunk.
Oh, yeah.
The rest is coming on.
It's coming a piece at a time.
That's cool, man. That's awesome.
The client approved it, so we're going to move forward for the entire
day. So the thing that I really enjoy about this group of people is all of our willingness. I can tell you right now, you know, in dog training, there's this saying that you don't, unless we're willing to lay a $100 bill on the table and guarantee that the dog's going to do what you've told them to do, they're not fully trained, right? Would you be willing to put that out there? Most people are like, I can tell you right now, I would put a $1,000 bill on here that this group of people right now, if somebody pulled up and said, I got a problem with my car, all of us would be out in that parking lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that is one of the greatest parts about it. And I love the energy that you guys put into your training, right? The passion you guys put into it, just the eye popping whenever somebody sees something, you guys show them. And I think that's one of my favorite parts about this is, I mean, people were excited to talk about software.
Yep.
There were people waiting to hear about our CRM. There were people waiting to hear that, like, this is the part I wanted to see.
Yeah.
How do I change the color? And that is what's really cool, is seeing somebody open their eyes and decide to do something different and expand their business and really put a lot of money in their pockets, not in a greedy way. These are people that are trying to feed their families. I never see the egos come to those trainings. Mm-hmm. I never see the people that are like, you know, well, I got to make six figures every single year. I'm not succeeding.
That's just crazy.
You know? It's not about that. It's about, you know, taking care of your family and doing stuff. And I think that is, you know, when people look at it, the amount of money you invest in your business that you could be putting back in your pocket.
Absolutely.
Yep. And you're not.
Mm-hmm. It's like the summits. I mean, they're all completely free. You know, it's everybody joins together. You guys come along, you know, you provided lunch one day, you know, and it's, we're not paying you. You're not paying us. Jason Rose and, you know, Rob gave up the whole facility at Rupes to do that, you know, to help everybody. You know, they provided snacks, they provided drinks, you know, and it's everybody is doing this for the industry to help this next generation, or even the generation that we got now, to grow, to become better people, to give them, you know, and some of these guys aren't Rupes people, you know, it's like they're not LRC people. Mm-hmm. They're not, you know, Road FS software people, you know, but they're all there learning and listening and growing together.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Melissa Thompson. Went over the top to make the event here Boise, the leather repair company training, over the top good. Yeah. I mean, she made incredible backdrops.
Yep.
She arranged all the catering, and it's sometimes it's those behind the scene things that go on that really make a difference in the event. So I want to give her a mad shout out. I also want to give a shout out to Steven, because we had a really neat experience in El Salvador. And there's two, actually. So I'm only going to share one. So on Wednesday, Jonathan Beltran's son came up to him, and he had handmade a hat for him called, and on it was written Super Papa. And he asked me to ask him why he gave it to him. So I'm talking to him in Spanish, and I'm translating to Steven, or to Big Steve. And the reason why little Jonathan Beltran's son wanted to give him this, he goes, because I see that you're a great dad to your son and creating cool opportunities, because I wouldn't have got to meet him. So it just really touched my heart, right? We talk about the next generation. And it really is about leaving a legacy, right? What kind of impact are you having on the lives of others, both personally and professionally, and the way that you serve, the way that you give, the way that you reach out. And it really is an amazing experience. And we're really grateful that you guys came. One, that you host, put on the Detail in 7, all the work that went in, but also came to our country, our state, Idaho.
Yep, never been before.
And we had a great day on Sunday. We're going to go visit the rag company this afternoon.
Yep,
so it's going to be amazing. So,
I just want to say as well, with Melissa and Steve, it's been, I was literally did not expect what she did for the venue. There was a whole complete booth. We had no idea. There was huge banners put up, but the food, what she arranged, absolutely phenomenal. I never expected that whatsoever. That was just truly, it just blew me away. I don't know how I can thank them other than thank you, Steve, Melissa, you guys, little Steve, thank you. We love you very much. You absolutely rock. I cannot thank you enough. I really do appreciate everything you did, and we will be back there later on this afternoon to see you guys.
Yep. So we've got some stuff we're doing today. We're going to go and we're going to tour the rag company.
Yes.
And it's going to be fun. These guys have never been there. No. We're going to take them down there. And again, that's just people coming together.
There's Josh Petro, thank you. Yep. We're looking forward to seeing you. It's going to be super fire.
Well, we see you all the time, Josh. So we love Josh. The rag company's always been a huge supporter of the industry and just really, really good people. Like you said, Jody and I, we are going to be we're on the road again. We're going to be in Kentucky next week. We're helping set up a big facility there.
And we're going to be going live because Tim is really excited to highlight. And he goes, can we do a podcast? I go, yes, dude. We'd be glad to highlight your shop. And it's a big, big facility.
Yep, so we're super excited. Guess what? I got another one of those that somebody else wants us to highlight.
You know what? It's all good.
So Jody and I will not be sleeping in our beds most of this year. And we were sharing the thing. Last year, we were in 82 different cities.
I wasn't as many as yours.
Unbelievable. So you guys get a little break.
A little break, really short break. And then we're prepping for the summit.
Yep.
We got August training in Florida.
Yep.
Our beautiful facility.
And we already have somebody signed up.
Portugal
for that.
September.
Yep.
Yep.
Portugal in September, taking my wife.
Yep. 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 All these never guys going to Portugal for the summit in Portugal. So we're bringing the industry together there to help the detailing industry in Portugal is to get all those guys to come together and to get them to understand that, we grow together. Obviously, it's going to help with Paulo speaking Portuguese. Being from Portugal, it's going to be very helpful.
Challenge for you.
Challenge accepted.
And obviously Marcus is there, and Marcus is absolutely phenomenal as well. So we're going to be at his shop, so it's going to be brilliant. So,
you got me intrigued. Now I got to figure out.
How many would that be if you could speak Portuguese?
So English, Spanish, Haitian Creole. I used to speak Vietnamese, but I've lost it. So that would be
Portuguese is fine. So,
I just love people. I wonder if I can get enough, because I know it's close, but I just got to fine tune it. So, but it's going to be great. Yeah. So yeah, Rod and I, we're having an amazing year. It's really busy. Thank you for everybody that tunes in every week. We really love doing this podcast. It's an opportunity for us to highlight people's stories, both in their business, what people are doing in the industry like this. And we're really excited. And it's, in fact, this morning I was leaving and my son, Ashton, he's getting ready to go off to work. And I go, you're going to need to make dinner again tonight. He goes, what? I got some compadres in town and we're going to go out to dinner before they leave. He goes, okay. So.
You need to implement what I do with my kids. We call that dinner jump up. And that just means you jump up and get yourself dinner jump up, guys. And they're like, all right, we know what that means.
Yeah, my kids.
I want to just highlight, you know, back to what Jody was talking about earlier. Is just, you know, people just need to be grateful for what they have.
Yep.
You can always get more. You can always do better. You can't take it with you. You know, I spend a lot of time and a lot of money on cars, and I love cars, but my family knows if there's ever a problem, that's the first thing that goes.
Mm-hmm.
That goes away because it's just an item. It's just a thing. It's like your hair. It's going to go away.
Yeah. As it has done.
Yeah. So I think
Maybe not.
It just comes back somewhere else.
Do I make it around there?
So I think people seem to be grateful for what they have. Reach out and help other people. I am just so blown away every day when I see some of the people that we deal with in the industry. They're just really, really, really good people.
Yep.
Migrate towards those people and just help wherever you can, and good things will come back to you.
Yeah. I think people just need to understand that you never, ever know what people are going through.
Right.
And there's some things I've told Rod and I don't think I've told Jody yet. Some things I've told Rod.
That's okay. Rod's your favorite.
And I told Steve yesterday, and I was telling Paolo, you know, we always put on a smile, but you know, these guys realize of what things have been going on, you know, for the last few months. And, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of things, but you never, ever know what people are going through. And, you know, you may see me smiling every morning, but you never, ever know what struggles I'm facing.
Right. Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
And people just think that everything's okay. And that's what I think was the good part with the mental health that we've done with the summits, because you actually begin to get to know the real person.
So anyway, on that note, thank you guys so much for tapping in. Thank you guys
Actually here instead of me watching you from England.
Sometimes he's on the plane.
But we're here in the studio and it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, thank you guys for tapping in. Please go out to YouTube and subscribe, share. YouTube.com/@RodaFest. It's the same on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook, all those places.
And Leather Repair Company.
Yep.
And OP.
Owner's Pride, LLC Canada. Yep.
Yeah.
And so, there you go.
These people right here, like Owner's Pride.
That's right. Man.
Owner's Pride. So,
shout out to the Owner's Pride team in Orlando. Shout out to our friend Patrick in Quebec.
Yep.
So excited to work with him. But anyway, thank you guys so much for tapping in, and we will check you next week.
And we'll be somewhere else.
Yes, we will. See ya. Yeah, where are we going to be? I know.